And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for sticking with Twig. Huh? That's a reference to one of the songs or one of the albums you heard in the first hour of the program. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio as well. We'll say Brian's nickname is Twig, and that's why I said thanks.
I was
going
to say that was your nickname. Oh, man.
I don't want to be Twig. Beat you to it. I'll be Branch. You be Twig.
You can be Wide Twig. The other guy's Slim Twig.
Ouch.
You're not. I don't mean
that's,
in.
That's hurtful, Brian. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
You're the one that took it that way.
And we're about to count down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. What is that website? Well, Brian has all the info.
Thanks, Thick Branch. Earshot is the National Cannabis Community Radio Report. You can find it at earshot-online.com, and you'll find the entire national top 50 there. The national top 50 is comprised by over 30 campus and community radio stations' top 30 albums every single week. And we've been counting down the national top 50 for the week ending Tuesday, September 29th, 2015. You can also find specialty charts there, both nationally and from separate radio stations, for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. So you can go and check out all the fine new tunes. There's also reviews on the website, features, and so much more. So go and check all of that out at earshot-online.com, or just go to your favorite search engine and pop in Earshot.
There you go. And you'll either get our Facebook page or you'll get the Earshot charts. But I'm sure the Earshot charts is the first hit that comes up.
I'm guessing.
Yeah. Search engine optimization, baby.
Do it right
there
now.
It is.
No, don't.
I'll do it during the break. We are online on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. We are on Twitter at earshot20. And we have an email account, Gmail, in fact, earshot20@gmail.com. You can reach out to us on any of those platforms, and especially if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on the show, happy to do that for you in the form of a feature, which includes an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. I also wish we live video cast this show, because I would want people to see sometimes the things I do to try and make you laugh while you're talking. It never works. I've never been able to successfully get you to go, I've gotten you to go, what are you doing? But I've never gotten you to go, ha, 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 ha. And that's what I'm hoping for.
I'm well attuned to your tricks and shenanigans. Just kind of rolls off.
Someday,
like, oh, that's just Anthony being Anthony.
Someday I'm going to get you. Someday.
Seems unlikely.
I'm going to try. We've got your top 10 in this hour of the program, plus Stephen Karlik is back with more music news, and Brian has the lowdown, a look at some of the albums that are charting below the top 20 in the national top 50. That's all in the hour, plus Brian and I will bring you, you know, our wisdom about things that are happening within the world. We're so good. I actually really was quite, I don't know if you saw this on the news or not. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about this either, but how Barack Obama was commending the Secret Service for how well, not only did they protect him, but they did a very good job protecting the Pope, apparently, when he was in the United States. So good for them for doing a good job protecting, which is what.
Where is this
to do,
coming from? Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. I thought about things that I was thinking about things that happened in the week. That was one of the things that came into my mind. The Pope visited the United States.
No,
whatever.
What you're talking about.
I don't know. I'm not a religious man, but the Pope visited, and I thought that was pretty cool. So there
you go. All right.
Anyway, and I'll talk about other things. There are other current events that happen that I'll bring up throughout the program. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'll forget them all. But
that's the most current news that you're bringing to people.
Yeah, what else? What else?
Hey, the Pope was here.
What else do we have?
That's not current news.
That is pretty current. What do you have?
Nothing. This isn't what this radio show's about.
Yeah, you're right. It's not a news program. It's a music program. All right. Well, let's get into it then. Let's start at number 10. We'll make our way.
All right. It was at number 3 for a couple weeks in a row, and it is now down to number 10. It is the latest from Frog Eyes called Pickpockets, Lock It. You're going to hear Joe with the Jam. Mac DeMarco as well at number 9, down from number 5, another one. And you'll hear Without Me and from Cœur de Pirat, the new album Roses on Dare to Care. It is up just one spot this week to number 8. And we're going to close out that set of tunes with a track called Tu Oublieras Mon Nom.
Good, that was good. Solid effort right there.
Well, I took some French back in the day.
Back in the day. Here's your number 10 this week. It is Frog Eyes and a song called Joe with the Jam. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Was it Joe with the Jam or Jane with the Soul? Was it Edward the Triple Dizzy? Trip on your star. Was it Jim with a cake or wearing Bound Drake? Cracking his boots on an ice covered lake. Or was it Ted with a car or Mike with a flaws? A crow with a sky shaped dilettante's paw. Drape your black cape on a saw by the safe and try sawing yourself out of some great escape. Someone out there wants to know who you are. Someone out there wants to know who you are. Who's a shame with a sauce or four cooking cars banging their way into your room in the flops. And a steam is a demon, the barroom is a brain pickled in a jar labeled Satan's refrain. I pick it, I pock it, I pick pockets, lock it, melting on the tracks as a train shakes to stop its shuddering mass. And a pain in the past, will you pierce by an arrow while you're sniffing the grass? Someone out there wants to know you. Someone out there wants to know who you are. Is a wheel ever stop from sheer devotion? Is a wheel ever called out for weeping so long? Is a wheel ever stop from sheer devotion? Is a wheel ever called out for weeping so long? Somebody, body, 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 somebody, body, 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 body.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 9.
she's happy.
Elle nous guidait jusqu'au bas. Un dérive qui nous semblait plus sûr. J'ai nagé vers ton rire dans l'ombre, dans la nuit qui se teignait d'azur. Ici tout nous semble vide le lendemain. Et c'est le fleuve qui nous mènera vers la fin. Tu prends.
Tu Blueras Mon Homme by Coeur de Pira is the latest track you just heard on her latest album, Roses, at number 8 from number 9, closing out that set of tunes. Our first on the second hour of the program as we bring you the top 10 on Earshot this week. At number 9, down from number 5, Mac DeMarco, another one, and you heard a track called Without Me, and we kicked it all off this hour with Joe with the Jam by Frog Eyes. That one from number 3 to number 10 from the record Pickpockets Lock It.
Second hour of the Earshot 20, taking a break again from the charts to head to the phone line. Stephen waited patiently for that last hour to trickle by so that he could give you more music news. Thanks for sticking with us, Stephen. I'm always surprised. I feel like you'd hang up the phone if you had to wait an hour for to deliver news, but you are faithful to our people.
I'm a desperate, desperate man.
Well, I won't make you wait any longer because you've got some news to deliver in this hour of the program. It starts off with a pretty heavy story. Fetty Wap was involved in a motorcycle crash.
He was. Those of you who aren't familiar with Fetty Wap, he is currently one of the hottest rappers in the world, having released his much-anticipated self-titled album on September 25th. Apparently, he was involved last week in a very serious motorcycle accident. Luckily, he doesn't appear to be too badly hurt. According to reports, the incident occurred in Fetty's hometown of Paterson, New Jersey. An eyewitness told TMZ that Fetty tried passing a vehicle on his motorcycle when he collided with another vehicle that was oncoming. Various photos from the scene showed Fetty being assisted by paramedics on the sidewalk next to his fallen motorcycle. He was apparently responsive and was rushed to a nearby hospital. DJ Academics also posted a series of photos from the scene on Twitter. Those tweets, you can see them at exclaim.ca, along with some photos of the crash. Nothing too awful, but obviously, if that might make you feel upset, maybe don't check them out. Apparently, Fetty is doing fine, as Hip Hop Facts points out that Fetty's DJ posted a photo from the hospital that shows the rapper sitting up and appearing to be alert, and hopefully that means he will be back to performing live and supporting his new album, which, of course, features the very popular single Trap Queen, as well as My Way. So if you don't know Fetty, check him out.
Yeah, I'm glad that things weren't too serious and that he's going to be able to bounce back from it and get back out there and continue giving music to those, his fans, who love hearing it.
There you go.
Now, some news. This is an interesting story. Steve Albini has a beef with dance music, and so now everybody knows it.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Albini has never been one to shy away from making his opinions known. The very famous noise rock performer and, of course, noise rock producer who's produced famous albums by Nirvana, Big Black, and a ton of other bands, more recently bands like Cloud Nothings, that sort of thing. He's never shied away from making his opinion known. He stuck it to Tidal earlier this year, and now he's written an email so grumpy that the recipient opted to turn it into a billboard. Oscar Powell, who runs the label Diagonal and is also currently preparing a new single for XL Recordings, has a song called Insomniac and features a Steve Albini vocal from his band Big Black. Powell reached out to Albini to explain just how much Big Black meant to him, hoping to gain the approval for the sample use. And while Albini did grant him approval, he took a pretty big verbose dump all over dance music in general. The reply in full is available at exclaim.ca, but for the sake of humor, I will read a little bit of it. I am absolutely the wrong audience for this kind of music. I've always detested mechanized dance music, its stupid simplicity, the clubs where it was played, the people who went to those clubs, the drugs they took, the shit they liked to talk about, the clothes they wore, the battles they fought amongst each other. Basically all of it, 100% hated every scrap. Upon receiving the email, the folks at XL Recordings, who will be putting out Powell's record, opted to turn it into a billboard, which is both amazing and humorous. If you're in the UK, you can find that billboard on Commercial Street in London. Otherwise, you can see a photo of it at exclaim.ca. It's just blown up to huge proportions, and you can see you can get just visually smothered in all of Steve Albini's crap.
Yeah, he's not happy, but it's kind of funny to say that they put it on a billboard. I find it kind of amusing. He's really not really does not speak highly of dance music.
I just for the sake of humor, I have to read the end of this as well. So like I said, he gives Powell permission to use the sample and then says, In other words, you're welcome to do whatever you like with whatever of mine you've gotten your hands on. Don't care. Enjoy yourself, Steve.
Oh, man.
Not even a full sentence. Just don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Whatever you want to do. It's all yours.
So it's good times over at the Steve Albini camp.
Yeah, I can imagine. All right, we will move on because we've got another story and, of course, your song pick to get to. This is a story that I am excited about, and I know there will be lots of other people because I'm a big fan of these guys. Winter Sleep, talking about a new LP.
Yeah, good news for fans of the band. In 2012, the Haligonian indie rockers joined the major label world by signing with Capitol and EMI for their album Hello Hum. Although they've been off the radar for a few years, they've been playing some Canadian live dates, and now they're getting ready to return with a sixth LP. Although they haven't made any formal announcements, drummer Lowell Campbell told Aesthetic magazine that the record would be called The Great Detachment and will tentatively arrive in February of 2016. Writing sessions began 2 years ago, and Campbell said that Wintersleep recorded 11 songs for the album live off the floor at Halifax's Sonic Temple recording studio last September. They then took those recordings to the band's own Montreal studio and eventually completed them early this year. The album was co-produced by returning studio collaborator Tony Dugan, who has worked with Mogwai and Bell and Sebastian, among others. And you can see a photo of the band in the studio at exclaim.ca. Of course, a lot of the songs have been road tested as the band have been touring quite a lot lately. Apparently, a lot of upbeat stuff is going to make the album, and Campbell also goes into why the album is called The Great Detachment. You can read more about that at exclaim.ca and hear a new song called Weighty Ghost. So check that out when you have a moment.
Awesome. Well, it all is exciting stuff, and hopefully the album is just as good as all their others. Great band and great music. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to you for your song pick of the week, Stephen. And as always, thanks very much for joining us on the program.
My pleasure. I will be sharing with you a song that Steve Albini might not like, but I certainly do. There is a forthcoming first album by a UK producer called Floating Points. His album will be out courtesy of Luwaka Bop, which is David Byrne from Talking Heads' label, on November 6th. That album will be called Elenia, and this song is called Nespole. It's the opening song from it, and it's a glitchy, a pretty and glitchy little track that opens the album. It's about 5 minutes long. It's absolutely gorgeous. You're going to love it. And it's here on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Okay. Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for an in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Cœur de Pirate, Metric, The Libertines, Carly Rae Jepsen, Beach House, Fiddler, Fred Penner, and more, including our annual Hangout Handbook, your guide to the coolest stuff in your city. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7. Six. Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
And we had another new one this week for the first time in the program. It is the latest record from U.S. Girls. This one coming from 4AD. It is Half Free. And at number 6, you heard the track New Age Thriller. That went up from number 23. Before that, at number 7, down from number 2, Lindy Ortega from the album Faded Gloryville. You heard Tell It Like It Is. And we also heard from Stephen Karlik. His pick this week was a new track from Floating Points. That one was called Nest Pole.
I really enjoyed that he made the Steve Albini connection. I don't really, if somebody published an email of mine on a billboard, I think I might be upset. But according to Steven, Steve Albini really doesn't give a care about a lot of things. He also said he didn't care about using the sample. But how would you feel if somebody took one of your emails and just was like, screw Brian, I'm going to put it on a billboard?
Generally don't write things to people that
that are cranky and grumpy.
I would be upset about them sharing with other people.
Okay. All right. Send me an email, will you?
I'm sure some of the emails I've sent you that I wouldn't want you to share.
Probably not.
Mostly just telling
you're
you off,
mean,
probably.
Quite mean to me, yeah. Quite mean to me in emails. It would have to be like a series, probably. A nice thread of emails. We've got some more tracks to get to in coming up in the next little bit as well. Brian's going to give you the lowdown, look at some of the charts that are, or some of the albums that are charting below the top 20. But before we get to that, we've got a couple more tracks to bring you. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in next.
All right, at number 5, up from number 11 this week, it is Mono from the album Rough Master. You're going to hear again, and Beach House, Depression Cherry. This week, it's at number 4, up from number 7.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Wildflower by Beach House from the album Depression Cherry. That one coming our way from Sub Pop at number 4, up from number 7. And before that, number 5, up from 11, was Mono from the record Rough Master, You Heard Again.
All right, 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete and another countdown complete. But before we get to that, Brian is going to now give you some insight. He's got the mind of a ninja when it comes to music. What? I don't know, even know what that means.
I really don't.
But anyway, karate chop through those charts, Brian. You get news on what is debuting below the top 20, and this is the lowdown.
Yeah, it was a busy week this week in the top 20, as we mentioned, with 6 albums dropping out and 5 new ones, but there was all kinds of stuff below the top 20 as well. 11 debuts between numbers 20 and number 50, and so we'll quickly tell you about some of those ones. I'm guessing a lot of these will start creeping their way up the charts, and you'll probably hear from some of them in the program next week. The Deers kick it off at number 48. Their lace is called Times Infinity Volume 1. Monkey Junk at number 46. Moon Turn Red. That one I knew would be a favorite of Anthony's. Can't help himself. At number 44, Steph Copeland. Her latest is called Public Panic. Raccoon Bandit, Close Your Eyes at number 41. Born Ruffians, they have a new one out called Rough. That one's from Paperbag, and it's at number 39. As well as Telstar Drugs with one called Sonatine from Egg Paper Factory at number 37. Arthur Como has a new one at number 36 called Prosper. Evening Hymns latest is entitled Quiet Energies, and it's at number 33. The Libertines are back at number 26 with Anthems for Doomed Youth. And we had a debut on the program at number 20, but there was also ones at numbers 21, 22, and 23. The Long Distance Runners, Elements, Ben Kaplan, Birds with Broken Wings, and at number 21, just below the program, was Chad Van Galen and Seth Smith, who have a new record out called Seed of Dorzon.
Man, there's a lot of... Do you care to make your prediction before I tell you what mine are?
There's at least like 5 records here that are definitely artists that chart all the time that we'll see in the definitely be seeing in the show next week. I would suspect it's gonna be interesting to see how it all shakes out, because there's a lot of really good stuff that came on charts this week.
These are my for sures in the top 20 next week, for sure. Chad Van Galen and the Born Ruffians, for sure in the top 20. I'll put money on it. But the one I really want is Monkey Junk, because I want you to have to say that every week in the top 20.
But I'm searching for that record.
Yeah, that's a goodie. All right, there you go. A little look at what is debuting below the top 20. 11 debuts, that's huge. And it could make for some interesting weeks ahead, some shuffling in the top 20 for
that's
sure.
That's a lot.
It is. It's quite crazy. All right. We've got a few more tracks, and we're going to kick it all off with number 3. And when we come back, we'll let you know what you heard after that.
Yeah. Well, we had a little bit of a shakeup in our top 3 this week, which hasn't been the case for the last couple of weeks. At number 3 this week, all the way up for number 10, it is Hagface. Their lay is called R.I.P. And here's a track called Old Hag.
Someone's in my living room.
Shot 20. Number 2.
Sifting through these remains for years, bitter tears, bitter pills. Oh, it sucks when there's nothing but gold in those hills. Girl, I know what you're going through. I'm going there too. Girl, I know what you're going through. I'm going there too. I've been sifting through these remains for years, bitter tears, bitter pills. Oh, it sucks when there's nothing but gold in those hills. Girl, I know what you're going through. I'm going there too. Girl, I know what you're going through. I'm going there too. 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 I'm going there.
It's the Earshot 20.
Sing Still Again at number one this week atop the charts is Destroyer with Poison Season. You heard Girl in a Sling. For the first time at number two, the highest spot in the charts, up from number eight this week, it is No Aloha with the record No Problemo on Poncha Records with a track called All Eyes. And we kicked it off with Old Hag by Hag Face at number three, up from 10 with R.I.P.
There you go. That does it for another countdown, another week. Earshot-online.com, where we take the charts. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio. This show is recorded out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here, and sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. Radio4all.net, if you want to download and podcast the show, you can do that through iTunes. Thanks very much for joining us. A new countdown is on the way for next week, but right now, it's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.